Now, let's move on to this year's best classical composition, Made in America by Joan Tower. This piece is the result of a very unusual collaborative commission spearheaded by the American Symphony Orchestra League and Meet the Composer, and fueled by funding from the Ford Motor Company Fund and the National Endowment for the Arts. As a result, 65 smaller-budget American orchestras joined together to form the largest commissioning consortium in history. Tower was keenly aware that the work would be played by many different orchestras, often comprised of part-time musicians of varying ability. She knew she should write a piece that was satisfying to play and just challenging enough, but not impossible to execute for the average player, and since it would be heard across the country, it had to appeal to city dwellers, suburban music lovers, and rural residents alike. She succeeded in creating an accessible composition that has broad appeal and yet is not trite or derivative. Made in America has since been performed in all 50 states. I'll read what she has written about the piece. When I started composing this piece, the song America the Beautiful kept coming into my consciousness and eventually became the main theme for the work. The beauty of the song is undeniable, and I loved working with it as a musical idea. One can never take for granted, however, the strength of a musical idea, as Beethoven, one of my strongest influences, knew so well. This theme is challenged by other, more aggressive and dissonant ideas that kept interrupting, interjecting, unsettling it. But America the Beautiful keeps resurfacing in different guises, some small and tender, others big and magnanimous, as if to say, I'm still here, ever-changing, but holding my own. A musical struggle is heard throughout the work. Perhaps it was my unconscious reaction to the challenge of how do we keep America beautiful, dignified, and free. And now, this year's Grammy Award-winning piece for Best Classical Composition, Made in America.